Blog Talk Radio.
You don't know my kind of.
afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am the host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined us tonight. It is July the 19th, 2021, and you're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night between the hour of 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that's dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Africa is where it all started. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion and rhythm. When our first ancestors landed on these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm, their African rhythms, work songs, and field hollers. These were the basic elements of the spirituals. And from there came jazz, blues, ragtime, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour melody of songs on one-hour program. It's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It's a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, fantastic journey of joy divine, and a triumphant victory in God's that comes deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melody and the most stimulating songs have been given to the nation and to the world through the African-American experience. That is our format. That is what we believe here. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. This is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. All the music that we have produced on these American shores have come from the adversities that we have overcome and the joys, the celebrations, and the sorrows which we share. All of our music, all of our poems, all of our writings, all of our books tell the story of our experience on these shores here in America. So that is what we do here on Gospel Gold. Each Monday we come to you from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Gospel Gold. If you enjoy gospel, we invite you to go to our Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share. On the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find the link for the program each week. All of the programs of Gospel Gold are archived. That means you can go back to the Facebook page at any time and find the program that you would like to hear. Open that program, click on the link. It will take you directly to that program. So we invite you to go to the Facebook page. Go there to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can contact us through our email, gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use here on Gospel Gold. So we invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. You can leave comments there, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. We thank God for all of you who have supported Gospel Gold this year. We have done many programs this year. We're going to continue to do more as we go along during the course of the year. So we thank God for all of you who have been supporters of Gospel Gold, and you too can be a supporter. We do have a Cash App. It starts with a $, one word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. Starts with the $, and you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. As we start every Monday, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something we played tonight, something we said tonight, that would inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. We're going to come back and introduce our program for the night. Here is the Jenkins Brothers. I got Jesus.
Thank you.
the Jenkins Brothers, and you only hear it here on Gospel Gold. One of the things that we try to do here on Gospel Gold is to introduce to others and reintroduce to others that the great achievements that our people have made in the gospel genre. On occasion, we have been able to introduce new artists and some old artists. And one such artist that we'd like to bring to the forefront tonight is Reverend Maceo Woods. Reverend Maceo Woods started his recording career in 1954 with the release of Amazing Grace by VJ Records, and it sold more than 200,000 copies. His only album to place on the Billboard magazine chart was Hello Sunshine by Volt Records. That was released in 1970. This album placed number 45 on the R&B charts, and the song Hello Sunshine placed number 28 on the R&B single chart. He has released over 25 albums with some noteworthy labels, including VJ Records, Volt Records, Arista Records, P. Vine Records, and Stack Records. Leon Maceo Lynn Woods, let me say that again, Maceo Lynn Woods was born April 23rd, 1932, to Fred and Rosa Ann Anderson Woods, who migrated from Mississippi to Morgan Park, Chicago. Now, I don't know whether that's a suburb of Chicago or a section of Chicago, but by the age of 12, Maceo was serving as organist for Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Morgan Park, where his family was a member. Initially drawn to a career in medicine, Woods became more interested in music. Woods organized his first singing group, the Maceo Woods Mill Chorus, at Mount Calvary in Chicago, Woods' godfather's church. Eugene Smith, Roberta Martin singers, suggested the young man condense his 50-voice choir into a smaller choir so it could travel more cost-effectively. Woods heeded Smith's advice, and in 1952, he formed the Maceo Woods Singers. They cut their first record, Witness, a Woods composition for Apollo Records, in 1953. It was a big hit, especially after the First Church of Deliverance radio choir took it up on its weekly radio program. In addition to recording and performing with this group, Woods was also the organist in VJ Records' house band, led by Al Smith. In the summer of 1954, VJ owner Vivian Carter was searching for a theme song to accompany her religious program on WWCA. She asked Woods to come up with something on the organ for her to use, and that something turned out to be his performance of Amazing Grace. It was so good that VJ released it as a single. Amazing Grace went on to become the best-selling gospel instrumental of all time, reportedly selling over 200,000 copies in its first year of release. The single sparked great interest in Maceo Woods singers, and the ensemble embarked upon the national gospel highway. In the 2010 autobiography, The Great Journey, published by Pastor Mark C. Woods, Woods recalled that in live performances, his signature move was to appear in a white suit, and after playing the final chord, getting up and walking around the organ, dusting it with a white handkerchief, as the tonic chord hung heavy in the air. Others remembered him playing an organ that lifted up off the stage. In the mid-50s, Woods augmented his music portfolio by producing live gospel music programs. His first spiritual cavalcade, later to be called Gospel Supreme, was held at Mount Calvary in Chicago, where Willie Webb, Robert Anderson, James Lee, and Reverend Dwight Gatemouth Moore were special guests. Eventually, Woods' program became so popular that he hosted his 1956 spiritual cavalcade at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Mahalia Jackson told Woods his higher than normal admission fee for the program would not go over well, but it didn't deter anyone. This event earned Woods a Masterful Award for his service to Christianity and continues still today. It is one of the only programs in all of music that starts exactly on time. We're going to listen to a few of his songs, and we're going to come back and talk about him a little bit more. Let's listen to Someday I'll Get Home and So Grateful. These songs were recorded earlier by him. They are some of the earlier songs by Maceo Woods.
I'm as rich as
Live in the studio not tonight. If you would like to call and speak with us, you can do so. Our number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. We are featuring Reverend Maceo Woods. In late 1958, Bishop Chester Bately named Woods Minister of Music and Director of the 70-voice choir, Highland Park Baptist Church Choir. But Woods was unceremoniously relieved of his duties at Hyde Park, and on December 14, 1959, he received a calling to ministry and founded Christian Tabernacle Church in the home of a friend. There were 11 members at the start, including several who would go on to anchor the Christian Tabernacle Concert Choir: Doris Sykes, Melvin Smothers, Pearl McCombs, Eugene Borden, William Kidd. In February of 1960, Wood secured for his church a place, a public space of the public theater at 4712 South Prairie. By Chicago 1960, Christian Tabernacle counted 814 members, 92% under the age of 37. Sykes, Smothers, McCombs, and Borden organized themselves into the Christian Tabernacle Ensemble to sing for services. Over time, the group grew to include Lawrence Esther, Alfreda Burton, Nelson Dupree, and George Jordan. The Christian Tabernacle Ensemble evolved into the Christian Tabernacle Concert Choir with about 30 members. The choir's first significant commercial recording was Hello Sunshine, written by Jesse Dixon, who had recorded the song initially with the Chicago Mass Choir. We're going to play Hello Sunshine. I want to send this out to Brother Charles Thompson of Greensboro, North Carolina, who suggested Reverend Woods to me. Here is Hello Sunshine, our theme song for the night. Talk Radio. We're here every Monday night between the hour of 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. Yes, we find the extension between gospel and blues, gospel and jazz, gospel and rock and roll. All of our music tells the story of a people with resilience, a people who have overcome adversities, a people who are spiritual, who give God the glory. Join us each Monday night right here on Gospel Glory. That was Oscar Robertson and Freedom Hymn. Another choir that I want to bring to your attention is a choir that Reverend Dr. James Cleveland was very instrumental in starting. It's called the Voices of the Tabernacle. This is a choir that was assembled in 1968. The first cut we'll hear would be Miss Louise McLeod, He'll Fight My Battles. And then we'll hear I Come to Tell You, both recorded by the Tabernacle, Voices of the Tabernacle, formed by Dr. James Cleveland.
If I can hold my peace, if I can just keep
Oh, I've come to tell you about the story of a king. And then forevermore, his praises I'll sing, talking about Jesus. Who for 33 long years, he suffered heartache, pain and woe, and he shed many a bright tear. He healed the sick, and he raised the dead. He made the lame get up and go. He fed the hungry, and he helped the poor. Now tell me, who could ask for anything more? But yet there was Calvary, dark, lonesome Calvary, waiting on up ahead. Now this same Jesus, be not dismayed, for my blood will set you free. I'm talking about Jesus. Who has he climbed? He whispered, Father, Father, forgive them. If it be thy holy will. He suffered on, and he fell for fear. And oh, Lord, as he hung upon the cross, he said, I'll rise again. I'll rise again. It doesn't matter what the cost. But when they be looking, that first Easter morning,
Church, it looks like our time is up. We thank you for yours. We hope that you will go out and search and find some of Reverend Maceo Wood's songs or some of the recordings by the Voices of the Tabernacle. It will richly enrich your gospel program. Reverend Maceo Woods and the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, or you may find Reverend Maceo Woods in the Gospel Tabernacle Choir. Whichever one you can find, it will surely bless your heart. It will surely add to your music repertoire. Two great choirs I wanted to bring before you tonight here on Gospel Gold. Before we go, we want to turn you on to a program that comes on tomorrow night at 8 Eastern Standard Time, the Black Reality Think Tank. Go to timeforawakening.com. In the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank, the Black Reality Think Tank. That's a program that talks about the pertinent issues concerning the African-American community, hosted by Dr. William Rogers. I hope you will tune in to that program tomorrow night. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the Black Reality Think Tank. We pray that you have enjoyed our program for the night. We hope that you will join us next Monday night when we'll have another new edition of Gospel Gold. Don't forget, you can contact us through email at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can also leave comments on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. We pray that you will continue to spread the word of Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. So until we see you next Monday night right here on Gospel Gold, keep on giving God the praise. We're going to go home tonight with another great hit by Reverend Maceo Woods. So grateful. God bless you and have a great, great weekend.